The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Indiana on Saturday, a 4 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, 2 outstanding wins for your program at TCU and at Penn State, but in both games, a slow start, below average first halves, whatever you want to call them. Is there a common denominator in those 2 starts? Was it game plan execution or maybe just the inexperience?
Great question. It's something that obviously we look at, but you can't look at that too closely because you're on to the next game. That's something I try to watch, and obviously your opponent has so much to do with that and environment, and especially this last week. So we sustained, our defense kept us in that game and sustained the barrage of, just energy and all that. So, like you said, 2 great road wins, but those are alarming and something that, we have to just keep evaluating. Why did that happen? It wasn't turnovers. It wasn't, it was execution issues, but it was also that team we played was pretty good.
And with Dwayne Haskins, I was thinking back to last year, he comes in behind at Michigan, behind at TCU, behind at Penn State, and is able to pull it out in the fourth quarter. What is it about him that you guys saw or are seeing now that makes him that special where it doesn't matter where you're playing, what the score is, he can bring you back?
Very collected player, and also the guys around him have belief in him. And I see the same thing you see, and we see it in practice, and I'm on the sideline with him during the game. So very collected, very cool, and our guys have a lot of confidence in him.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Urban. When you just hear the name B.B. Landers, both as a player, just a guy, what do you think?
Sense of humor, a spark plug, a guy that I love to death, and a guy that we need to get healthy.
Yeah. How has he played? How important is he to that defensive line?
Well, he didn't play very good Saturday just because he's been hobbled. He's going to be much better this week. But he's just, he's an energy guy that everybody loves to death.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Urban, I know you thought highly of Coach Day coming into the season, but I'm just wondering what you kind of learned more about him just in obviously the role he was in previous to the last few weeks and then just back as the play caller for you guys.
Yeah, he's tremendous. He's I always knew that, and I've known Ryan a long time, but his performance has been very strong.
How has he grown the most since he arrived at Ohio State to this point?
I think just big picture, he's obviously his knowledge and football acumen is extremely high, but his big picture of the program, et cetera, that has been fantastic.
Great. Thank you, Urban.
Yeah.
Your next question is from Tim May, the Columbus Dispatch.
Urban, have you gotten to watch Indiana much from an offensive standpoint, the Peyton Ramsey kid, their quarterback? What just comes to mind when you watch him?
Well, the guy we just played is one of the best we've got against at Penn State, McSorley, and I see a lot of that in him. The extension of plays, the ruggedness, the get the first down, move the chains type guy.
And, I was asking you about K.J. Hill after the game the other night, but how would you describe what he means to this offense from the standpoint of being that guy, that sure-handed guy in the so-called clutch situations, et cetera? How would you explain what he brings to the table?
Yeah, just what you said. And, he's a tough, tough guy. And tough, tough guys survive in tough situations. So that's his number one asset. He's a tough guy.
Thank you.
And the next question comes from Steve Hilwagen, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for the time. Question I have is you guys go to a lot of trouble with your special teams to back teams up on the punt inside the 10-yard line, and now it seems a couple of times you let them off the hook with some defensive calls that maybe left the middle of the field vulnerable and went 93 yards a couple times. Just are you going to rethink some of this when you get teams pinned back down there? I know it's kind of a risk-reward to go for the turnover or the strip sack or whatever, maybe try and score on defense. But, you know, you've given up two long touchdowns now out of, you know, what should have been your ball back at midfield after a punt.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, there's been some those are two examples. There's been other great examples of getting the ball back. So that's obviously something we all work very hard at. We are a man-to-man team. And when you get man-to-man, when a run gets up through there, you know, that safety's got to get them down or it's, you know, you're man-to-man. And same thing, we got beat on a slant, which when you're in man-to-man all the time, you know, a lot of times, you know, we didn't because the rest of the game we kept them pretty much in check other than this quarterback run. So those are all, that's what we do all week long. That's what our coaches work on. That's what our players work on. And you're right, that's a huge part of our plan to win is playing field position football. For the most part, we have. On those two occasions, you're right, we had not.
Is just as an example, the play that Borland made getting the fumble is, and that was deep in their end as well, about the 20-yard line maybe. Is that an example of, a good example of how you came out of that type of a situation, I guess, because you had a linebacker there at the point of attack?
Sure, and there's been, you know, there's been many more, obviously, that you said it right. We work extremely hard. We have one of the best punters in America, and our gunners and our coverage unit is elite. And it, you know, for the most part, we do. If we get them down there, we keep them down there. And you know, TCU, we did, and had two scores by the defense. So, you know, there are some great examples, and those are, but the, you know, the two ones stick out. You're right.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, how tough is it for a coach to get your team up for the game after the marquee game, like the one at Penn State or any marquee game, to make sure there are no letdowns? And how do you go about doing that?
Oh, that's part of our staff's responsibility and, more importantly, our leadership on our team. And we try to make Tuesdays very aggressive, very focused, so you know that one's over. And that's something we'll address, and that's something we have to, you know, that's what we work on every day.
And with Indiana, what stands out about this team from what you've looked at so far?
Energy, very well coached on defense. They just have answers for every position, for every really formation. You have to really work to get yards, and then an offense that we've had, you know, last year we had a heck of a time with them, but they're throwing the ball on us. And any time you have a dual threat, guy that can throw it and run it like Ramsey, that's what sticks out. And they have a very good returner.
Thanks.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Urban, do you have any update on Brian Snead's situation, if he's going to be able to play this week?
I do not.
And Jeffrey Okuda, you talked about him a little bit yesterday in terms of what he did on special teams as well as on defense. How pleased are you with the development that he's been able to make this season?
Oh, he's great. He's an even better person. He is a player, and he's a great player. So he still can get better. There's some areas that we, you know, were some mistakes, but he gives us everything he's got.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.